Hey everyone, welcome back to the Double Click Podcast. This week we do part two on our marriage series talking about expectations. All right, so we're back, part two of the marriage series, talking about expectations. And this one gets interesting because we actually had this listed as probably week four, because we were going to talk about histories and everything. But then as we started to talk through it, really we've kind of got to address and define expectations, because that's going to show up again and again and again. Because I think that's one of the number one disruptors that really we bring into it a lot of times.
Yeah, I think even daily, day to day, we wake up with expectations. And certainly any relationship that we go into, especially a marriage, we have ideas based on, you know, we talk about baggage and we talk about histories, what our families, what our parents' marriage looked like, what their parents' marriage looked like. And so we already are entering this union with great expectations or scary expectations of what things are going
to
be.
Absolutely. And see, that's the thing, like, we have to understand. Like, if you define anger as what happens when you don't get your way. I mean, really, if you break anger down and you start to study it and everything, it starts to become this aspect of you become angry when things don't go your way. Mm-hmm. Well, then we enter a marriage relationship and we go, here's what I think it's going to be like. And the really crazy thing is the idea of marriage is so polluted in the world we live in. Like, that's one of those relationships you come into that there are immense, like, there's movies and TV shows, and you talk to your friends, and you have your history. So you come into the marriage setting, and you have more expectation than you're even aware of.
Yeah.
Like, you think things are going to be this way, this person's going to act that way, and then it doesn't happen. And you legitimately, you find yourself at a point of confusion, frustration, dissatisfaction directed at the other person. And it's because you've never sat down and gone, okay, what's an healthy expectation and what's an unhealthy or distracting or destructive expectation?
Yeah, I've seen it drawn out this way on a graph. So you have expectations on one line and reality on the other line, and they start at the same point and they go out. And as they go out, the further apart they get and the wider that gets from one another, all that space in between is frustration. So the farther your expectations are away from reality, the more frustrated you become. And I think, I mean, we've all been there in marriage, right? We've all started out here, hey, it's going to go this way. Oh man, it's this is not how reality is. This is changing. This is happening not the way I thought. And then we get flustered and frustrated.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think, you know, you said we've all been there in marriage. We've all been there in relationship of any kind.
That's right.
Like, you ever use the phrase, I thought you were going to?
Yeah.
What does that always end with? Yeah. Frustration, disappointment. Yeah. Politely acting not frustrated, but in your head going, Goober!
Yeah, like, I've been there without it being a relationship thing, just waking up, again, thinking my day's going to go one way, and I'm just frustrated at myself for going, why, I should have never thought that things would go that smooth.
And I can really put this in perspective. Like, somebody tells me a movie is going to be really, really good.
Mm, yeah.
What do? They create an expectation, and then the movie doesn't live up, and you're just kind of like, that was a waste of time. Right?
Yeah.
Or somebody's like, or you do it to somebody. Like, you get the, man, I ate at this great restaurant. So you go with them there, and then all of a sudden you're crossing the table, and you've created an expectation that can't be met, and you feel the food pressure. How was it? Was it good? Was it all right? Was it okay? Yeah. Well, then take that into the biggest earthly relationship you can have, which is marriage, and you have all this expectation. And one of the areas when I'm talking through with people who are about to be married or who are married is one of the areas I always ask them to check is there an expectation you've placed on the other person to be God? And here's what I mean by that. To supply for you what only God can supply.
Yeah.
And just diving into that a little bit more, like true joy, satisfaction, who your identity is, like your identity, who you are, you cannot get that from your spouse.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking before of, you know, everyone says, you know, my better half, right? Like this is, I found my other half. I'm a completed whole now because of this person. I'm complete. Really, we need to enter into any relationship, but especially marriage, this one flesh relationship, you know, as complete and understanding who we are in Christ and our identity, understanding that this other person really honestly can't complete us.
Yep.
It's that's God's work to make us whole, to complete us in his spirit in us to go, this is who you are, this is who I am, this is the relationship that we have, that completes you, not this earthly relationship.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things we, in the current world we live in, like, there's this pressure to find your specific other person, da-da-da. But the reality is, like, if you don't have that on your own, getting married doesn't give you that.
Yeah.
Instead, what ends up happening is it creates this pressure that can't be met by the other person. And so there's a lot of times you'll do marriage counseling and all this, and what it comes down to is there's this pressure for this other person to be your satisfaction. Mm-hmm. And no other person can supply that for you. So you end up just being mad that they're not giving you something that they can't give you anyway.
Yeah, you need to be content in who you are and right. and the Lord before you can be content in anyone else.
Right. And this is where you look at marriages across the board. So here's what happens is two people who don't have contentment get married and rely on each other for a contentment that they can't get from the other person.
Yeah.
That ends up in, and that's where you get into like these seasons of arguing and distance yeah. and frustration to where you're starting to not only not be able to articulate it, but it all comes out in like these chippy, small ways, yeah. and you can't figure out what's going on.
Yeah, and I'll say this. For those that may be listening that are newly married or getting ready to get married, here's some news. You can play this game for a certain amount of time. It's a different length of time for everybody, but you've heard of the honeymoon phase or whatever. I think you can enter into a marriage going, those guys are wrong, what they're talking about. Like, we complete each other. I'm satisfied within my spouse. That only works, but I think the longer that you stay committed and the longer that you're in this marriage, you will quickly realize the truth that, man, this other person is not perfect. I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
I let this person down. They let me down. And love and marriage and commitment is all about continuing to choose that person. God is the only person that's not going to fail us and let us down. And he's the only person that can sustain us and be our portion and our provision. And so I think don't let that lie fool you.
Right.
Because I think we can all kind of go, hey, man, the first 6 months we've been married, it's great. You're right. You kind of look past certain things. But at some point, when you're going to wake up in the morning and the clothes on the floor are going to drive you crazy and you're going to lose your mind and then that's going to cause a fight. And at least that's what friends told me how things go.
One of my expectations is that she would have the house completely clean.
Yeah.
The food is always supplied and ready. Yeah. And it's exactly what I thought about I wanted 30 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's how it goes.
Yeah. You didn't know what I wanted for dinner?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Or it's the thing is, she's looking at you going, no, I thought you were going to fix dinner.
Exactly.
And then both of you are upset with each other because there was no communication of expectation, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's how it goes. And I think one thing to add to Justin talking about like that honeymoon phase or that initial phase, the other thing is if you're relying in an expectant way on the other person to be your source of spiritual satisfaction, to be your source of life, then what happens over a period of time is it does not matter how long you've been together, how long you've dated, not endorsing this, but how long you've lived together, whatever. The deal is like over time, you learn how much you don't know about this person you married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like there is always routinely a shocking revelation of like, oh, I didn't know you were that way.
Yeah.
Right? And people change over time.
Yeah.
You know, like I've always heard the thing of like guys marry a woman, thinking she'll never change, and women marry a guy thinking they can change him.
Yeah.
The reality is like both of you change.
Right.
You continuously change, and your processes change, and you deal with different things. You age. You get older. And that just, those expectations, when they're piled on, or you think, okay, things are always going to be this way.
Yeah.
And then you hit outside stressors, and it ends up in this huge disaster.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're in a marriage without change, you're probably in a failing spot. Like you have to be able and willing to change in a marriage, and it's give and take. If you are stuck, anchor down, nope, nothing's changing, good luck with that, because I don't know how good that is. And talking about, you know, these expectations, we're diving into healthy and unhealthy expectations, and I think that was a great example that you gave of unhealthy expectations in marriage, that we walk in going, man, I expect to come home and my spouse will have dinner ready.
Yeah.
This will happen. I'll get a foot rub. You know, like all these different things.
Just to live in a dream world.
Exactly. Actually, I don't like people messing with my feet, so that's not an expectation. But anyway, I digress. You know, we come in with these expectations, and I think it's good for us to evaluate, healthy and unhealthy, because we do need to have expectations. We do need to have standards. Yeah. But going, someone's going to have dinner on the table at a certain time, and it's going to be piping hot and exactly what I wanted. That's a very unhealthy expectation. You're going to
It's a selfish expectation.
Exactly. Yep. And that's my point, is that unhealthy expectations point to us are self-serving. They're what we want first.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, like, let's name this. Like, how do you identify healthy versus unhealthy expectation? Like, something that is good and positive that helps you understand where the guardrails are in marriage versus something that becomes distracting, destructive, a weight, which is an unhealthy expectation. And as we were writing it up, it's really simple. Like when you look at the priorities of the Christian life, it's God, others, yourself, right? Mm-hmm. And when it comes to healthy expectations, that's the order they always fall in. Like, it always comes to, what does God desire? What does He want? How does He want this to go? Then it gets to a servant mindset of, how can I love and serve other people? Not in an abusive way, not in a, I'm not going to voice my opinion or voice my thoughts or be mm-hmm. honest type of way, but how am I going to have a healthy, loving relationship with those other people? And then you're last. Mm-hmm. When it gets to an unhealthy expectation, really, you're the only one on the list.
Right.
It's all about you. It's all about, well, this is what I wanted and how I wanted things to go and what mm-hmm. I need.
What you can do for me.
Right. And it ends up being, for a lot of us, and I mean, I'm running through numerous examples just like in the past 2 weeks of expectations I had that led to frustration. Because like we went on vacation, and there was one point I got really, really frustrated because it was a big family vacation. And I had to realize that the expectation in my head was that I was going to get quality time with my nuclear family, mm-hmm. like my wife and kids. And really, if I would have just released that expectation from day one, like if I would have gone, nope, that's all about me and what I want, and it doesn't help the whole situation.
Yeah.
Like, I do need to make that time and do it, but because of the way I was implying it, it was all about me.
Yeah.
I ended up being decently miserable at points. like I did, because it was the expectation was
the
there.
The reality and expectation were far apart.
Exactly.
And you were frustrated.
Yes, yes. And, yeah. So... Yeah, I think there's that aspect of, as you're sitting there kind of analyzing within yourself, and that's really what we want you to do. Like, it's okay, and you can get to a point where you can name unhealthy expectations in your spouse, but what we're really talking about is you evaluating your expectations.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and so one thing I have...
Yeah, we're not asking you to go and point out, like, the unhealthy expectations that your spouse has. No, this is about you. You have to look at yourself and go, the expectations that I have day to day in this committed relationship with my spouse, what do I expect? Write those down. Don't even think about them. Just write them down as they come.
Yep.
And then take an evaluative look at that list and go, which ones of these put God first and which ones of these put myself first? And then if it puts yourself first, just go ahead and take a fat Sharpie and just mark it out.
Well, I think once you recognize the ones, because for me, like, once I can name... Mm-hmm. the sinful expectation, like, of me, like, that the time when, like, I'm sitting here in my head going, like, oh, I need to go have a conversation now with Brittany. Like, I need to talk to her and be like, okay, this was my rub that led to numerous, like, little confrontations was that I had this expectation of time, which, if I'm really honest, is something I see as a positive expectation, but the way I implied it and pushed it out there was, and the positive is, hey, I want to be engaged as a dad with my family. The negative was, I'm going to define the way they need, when, where, and how they need to spend time based on what I want.
Right.
And that's when it twisted, right? Because, I mean, that's what sin is. It's taking something that God intends for good and twist it.
Yeah, you're going, I'm so mad, just spend some time with me.
Right.
And like, no one's like, I don't want to spend any time with that guy. You know, and that's what it is. We can have good intentions.
Yep.
But again, when the flesh, when the selfishness creeps in, it kind of perverts and distorts
and I mean,
our intentions.
And I mean, it's and we can go back to the time one, because this is a good one to talk about, because this is one I wrestle with. So it's like, I want my kids to want to spend time with me, comma, doing what I want to do.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're sitting on the couch, and let's like for me, I'm watching a football game. I'm going, man, I would love it if like my kid would come just sit with me and watch this football game. Instead, my kid walks up and says, hey, do you want to go to my room and do XYZ? And I'm going, well, do I want to spend time with them, or do I want to spend time with them only doing what I want mm-hmm. to do, mm-hmm. right? And so I think that's one thing, as you make that list, and I think Justin has a brilliant idea. Like, number 1 through 10, give yourself 60 seconds, write them all down. Yeah. What are your expectations? Yeah. What are your expectations towards your spouse? Make a second list. What are your expectations towards your kids? We could do a parenting seminar on that. Yeah, totally different. Yeah. All right. We'll get there in a different podcast as me and Justin learn how to be parents. We're not there yet.
Our and we're not experts in that either. We started off the marriage thing saying we're not experts.
Yeah.
We're not expert
definitely
parents
not
either.
Experts in that one. No. Like the only reason our kids have turned out decent is our spouse, right?
Yeah,
that,
probably.
That's exactly what's happened. So,
grace from the Lord.
Grace from the Lord. That's it. But now see what I did right there? I just created an expectation that my spouse is going to raise our kids. So we're all over ourselves right now. We're in this muddiness with you.
Man.
But seriously, like, use your phone, set a timer, just write down 10, and then use that metric going like, okay, not only is this expectation at its heart, is this something that is God glorifying and loving my spouse, or is this something that's selfish for me? But also ask yourself the question, in the execution of that expectation,
mm-hmm.
are you twisting it?
Yeah.
Are you starting to twist it to where, like, well, I just want to, because I'm rattling in my head right now and I'm going through numerous tensions or arguments I've had where I'm really, really good at sounding pure of intent to get my way.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, well, honey, I just want to spend time with you and do this. So therefore, and twist.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why we need to ...
Yeah.
Right.
I think I'm the opposite. I have good intentions, but horrible execution. So it'll come across as, or I guess what I'm trying to say is I will say, well, that's not how I meant it. I say that a lot. Well, that's not what I meant to say. That's not what was in my heart, you know? And so I'm actually not good on the front end. It's just inside, internally, intentions are good. Outside, eating a lot of crow.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this one, but like this one just occurred. So I'm putting this marker in here because I think we need to add a week, which is learning how to argue.
Mm.
Like, all jokes aside, because one of the most healthy steps I feel like me and Brittany took was the ability to tell each other, this hurt my feelings because this is what I heard you say.
Mm.
Because here's what happens a lot is we will have the expectation that our spouse has 100% clarity on our intent.
Come on. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And you got to understand, when you're communicating with somebody, it doesn't matter who it is, their reception of what you're intending to say, especially in an emotionally hot moment, is probably less than 20%.
Yeah, we're men. We're big dumb oafs. You know what I mean? Like, we don't hear things. And Emerson Eggerichs, I think is his name, in a book, Love and Respect, he talks about, you know, men and women, and the woman speaks through a pink megaphone and the guy hears through blue headphones. So it's saying she's speaking loudly, but it's through the pink megaphone and you're hearing clearly, but it's through blue earphones.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's, you know, it's one of those things that there's a difference. And so she may feel like, your spouse may feel like, I am clearly and loudly communicating something. And the husband or the other spouse will go, that's not how it came across to me.
You know, I'm
hearing it differently.
And there's been times like that I feel like me and my spouse have gotten better at. We're not there all the time, but it's like when you're emotionally pegged and me and her will say, I know you didn't mean it this way. And when I say that, I don't always believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Because my feelings are hurt right
there.
But I've learned, and she's learned, that, hey, I need to understand within myself, I'm emotionally pegged.
Yeah.
But the expectation of what I communicated or the expectation of what she communicated and what was received is obviously off. So I know you didn't mean to say it this way, but here's what I just heard.
Yeah, and that's why I think this exercise of giving yourself 60 seconds or whatever, writing down these expectations, I don't know about you, I would almost make the challenge, don't do it just by yourself and it be self-discovery. You do it, your spouse do it, and then you guys have a conversation. Go ahead and mark through which ones you think are selfish and unhealthy and which ones you think are healthy. And hopefully this won't cause any moments of tension, but as you share those lists,
yes, absolutely.
Hopefully that will go, oh, wow, man, I thank you for marking that as selfish. Because, you know, and that would bring some health into the marriage and some solidarity into the marriage as you guys kind of wrestle through and open up some good, healthy conversation as you compare and contrast your lists.
And that's one of those things, we're going to mention this often, because like I do this in marriage counseling as we talk through with people before they get married to kind of help them prepare. But this aspect of like both of you writing down and then swapping list is a great way for you guys to unlock communication you didn't have before.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds probably a little goofy or whatever, but I guarantee you, if you're like listening to this in your car going like, oh, we need to have that conversation, and your spouse hasn't listened to this podcast, and you walk in and you try to explain to them hey, what are your expectations? And you're trying to explain it, you're going to be frustrated within 3 minutes because they haven't been a part of this conversation.
Yeah.
And so I would encourage, like, both of you, listen to this, listen to me and Justin ramble,
yeah.
And then really just sit down and make that list together and say, okay, let's share these, and let's talk through these, let's understand these. And it can be a really, really healthy step. So we hope this was helpful for you. We hope this not only helps you within your marriage, but also as you heard us talk about really what you need to rely on from your relationship with God versus your spouse, that it inspires you to go spend some time with God today, talk to Him, pray with Him, dive into His Word. We just hope this was helpful. We thank you for listening. And once again, if you want to shoot us a message, a question, you can reach out to Matt@richfork.com or Justin@richfork.com. We thank you for listening and have a great day.